In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The battle for the human heart. Sometimes when one reads the scripture appointed for Ash Wednesday, one senses this great struggle God has with us. I don't mean the multitude of those little sins that trouble our consciences. I mean the battle for the core of us, what Scripture calls the heart. The very core of who we are resides beyond the multitude of our misdoings that circle around our heads like gnats. We can get caught up in Lent with swatting them away, only to have them swirl again. It's clear that God wants of us an honest effort in this regard. Ash Wednesday is hardly the time to treat those swirling sin gnats as irrelevant to the Lenten task before us. But there is this deeper matter. It's the battle God has to win us totally. The battle for the human heart. Rend your hearts and not your garments, the prophet Joel says. Rending, tearing one's garments, was a sign of repentance in Jewish life. It was an outward and visible sign, like the ashes we will receive today. But Joel says, go deeper, not to the surface garment, go to the heart, to the core, to the very center, to the place of who we really are and who our God is in a near daily battle to claim. Rend your heart and let him in. Let him in to reign. Let him in to love us to true life. And isn't that also what our gospel is telling us today? Jesus calling us into the secret place, beyond mere outward signs of our religiosity and piety, so that we might be praised by others, playing the holy person, even as the sin gnats circle around our heads. Jesus is telling us that when the Father has our heart, the rest of us falls into its proper place. It's about entering the secret place of God's knowing and our finally giving over all of us. Lent is a battlefield, but it is God's battle for us. Yes, it concerns our behavior, but that is to be the product of a much, much deeper conversion. In this regard, St. Paul tells us there are no obstacles in our way. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the Father's love yearning for us. Now is Jesus Christ as Savior. Now is our Christian identity as primary identity. Now is our heart given afresh to Jesus to be his disciple. Now is the time to say, who I am is a Christian with all that that entails. So beautifully expressed in the litany of prayers we will soon say together. Beyond those gnats and to the core, to the heart finally given. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Sometimes I think that the church needs to repent of using that verse so often in its stewardship drives. We can become numb to hearing it or push it away by association. But what Jesus is getting at is God's battle of love for our hearts. What do we treasure? We are the children of God. What a gift to make our Father happy by coming home, by staying home. Where our heart is, our treasure is. Treasure, the gift of Christian community, of our brothers and sisters, and the great dignity of being Jesus' disciples. Well, that's what Lent is about. About reclaiming the treasure given us in our baptism. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, So does the Lord care for those who fear him. My fellow children of God, let's not swat away. Let's be running into the arms of our Father this Lent. In his embrace, we become who we are, and the center holds, and the battle is won by his forgiveness and grace and all-knowing love of us. Abba, Father, help is a simple Lenten prayer. Abba, Father, I'm home. What he most wants to hear. With our hearts given into his love, those gnats won't stand a chance. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great